Harry? I eyed the intruder warily. I had many strange visitors in my hotel, but this one was rather spectacular. Yes, pet. My boss's telepathic tone was exasperated at my interruption, but this guest wouldn't wait. There's someone here demanding to see you. Harry sighed. I'm a little busy, Riley. Who is it? She wouldn't give me her name, but, she's on a horse. There was a remarkably awkward silence. What? Yeah, she's on a horse. I don't think she'll take no for an answer. Fucking hell. What colour is the horse? How many colours of horses are there? Why does that matter? What colour is the horse, Riley? She growled. I gulped, trying not to stare or swoon for the handsome woman astride the magnificent stallion. Her long black hair was in a low ponytail, the loose ends dangling over one broad shoulder. It looks green, I replied, studying the creature. Fucking hell, Harry repeated breathlessly. She was silent for a long time before she added, Riley, listen to me. Whatever you do, don't touch that damn horse. Do you hear me? I'm on my way. Why can't I touch it? I met the gaze of the woman, and her eyes drew me in like a moth to a flame. They were a ghostly pale silver, her white pupils almost indiscernible. I edged closer. The horse snorted and stamped a hoof, the metal shoe clanking on the marble floor of my hotel lobby. Its coat was speckled, slightly translucent, and I tilted my head, mystified. I glanced at the chandelier above, trying to figure out what caused the horse to look such an abnormal colour. I don't bite, the woman said with a chuckle. Her voice was a low melody, soft yet husky with a musical lilt. Unless asked. She winked and my belly somersaulted. There was something about her, an allure, an enticing fragrance, something drawing me closer. I had no control over my feet. My eyes roamed her body. There was a feather in her hat blowing in an unknown breeze. The horse snorted again and swayed its head, letting out a short whinny through its nostrils. The woman's thighs were muscled, obvious even through black linen breeches tucked into knee-high boots. She gripped the reins with firm hands, a single fingernail painted black on her thumb. Her black shirt hung loose off strong shoulders. It was open at the collar, but held together with narrow strips of cord across her cleavage. A pendant nestled in the hollow of her throat, and I narrowed my eyes. The pendant appeared to be a rare black opal. On closer inspection, ethereal colour burst forth from within when it caught the light, sparkling oranges and reds and yellows deftly disguised beneath the smooth outer edge. It's bra, aye? The woman asked. I was closer now, barely a few more steps, and I couldn't disagree that the pendant was beautiful. The horse shook its head, its great mane tousled over a sturdy neck, a single braid with a vivid green ribbon through it, breaking the monotony. My heart thumped at a million miles a minute beneath my chest. I took another step forward, my arm raised against my will, my fingertips ready to sift through the velvety coat on the stallion's mighty shoulder. I didn't hear Harry approach, but I felt her powerful arms grab me around the waist and haul me backwards. Riley! I stumbled when she released me. She stood between me and the gorgeous woman atop the horse. The corners of the woman's mouth lifted while Harry glowered at me. What did I fucking tell you? I don't know. I shook my head. A fog lifted from my mind and Harry's words came back to me. Don't touch the horse, I mumbled, looking at my feet. Don't touch the horse, she echoed, her eyes aflame.